everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, everyone, to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. As we like to say, uniting humankind with universal love and Dr. Dean with the entire world of those who are seeking to improve their health, their vitality, their well-being through safe solutions and safe strategies. I'm Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours along with Dr. Dean. And we are here to trip the light fantastic and talk about everything that appeals to you, because I can tell you one thing, Dr. Dean is a listener. She is a hearer of you. And we're so grateful that there's somebody to actually take the time to listen and to learn, to discern your health concerns this evening, and then to give you back some very good practical wisdom about what you can do to subtly or dramatically tweak what you're doing in your nutrition, your fitness plan, whether it's a lifestyle change, whether it's a supplement change, whether it's a dietary change, maybe it's an emotional change that you require. Dr. Dean can usually pinpoint it and then talk to you about it in ways that make sense to you and easy to implement. So we're so happy to have her with us this evening. If this is the first time that you're joining the show, you'll want to have an opportunity to look at her bio and all of her accomplishments at drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's the radio show blog. And there is a long list of them. I've been preparing her CV, which is her level of professional accomplishments, as well as writing a letter of recommendation for her for the Dr. Rogers Prize, which is a coveted prize in her home country of Canada for alternative and complementary medicine. And her list of accomplishments are astounding. We're going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. We're going to talk about the thing that matters the most in the whole wide world, and that is your brain. Your brain and what it can do for you when it's properly tuned up and has impeccable cellular and mitochondrial function due to proper levels of magnesium and other minerals, which Dr. D knows a lot about, having been the author of the magnesium miracle all these years. And basically the person who I probably say very confidently more than anyone has taught the whole world about magnesium supplementation. I would say that without doubt. I mean, she is quoted all over the internet, all over the world, in textbooks, in natural health books, even in medical books, for her wisdom and work in the world of magnesium supplementation. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about things that you care about. And yeah, it's going to be a fun show. We have YouTube Live going. If you're on our YouTube Live channel, hello, welcome, welcome. If you're listening in another country, we welcome you to the show. I know Lorraine, our distributor up in Canada, is listening tonight. She's already checked in with me. We're going to talk to her or about her in a little bit as well. And I think that's probably what I want to say at the beginning of the show tonight. So without further ado, I will remind you, this isn't a medical advice show. We can't give medical advice, but Dr. Dean will always say what she would do if she were you in your particular health situation. And she's probably done the things that she said that she would do because, well, she's just like you. She's got a body. She lives on the face of the earth, and she's had her own health challenges, up and downs, but she has emerged victorious. Yeah, with the prize, boy, I'll tell you, she has got the prize. So without further ado, we bring her to you, our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, there are the children. I actually hear them. Thank you, children. Thank you, Ginny. And Ginny, how about starting off the show with another testimonial from our producer, Rachel?
We just love Rachel so much. She's the most unwitting suspect in our cavalcade of transformation here. Rachel came to us last year through the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And, you know, gradually, slowly but surely, she's gotten on a few products. And boy, she's just ripping and running around. She was on a 6-hour pontoon boat trip today, and she looks absolutely fantastic. I see her through the camera on our Zoom calls, and I've seen her demeanor totally change. She's just radiating with so much goodness in life, and she loves that Pico Silver. And she was telling us before we got on the show how much she loves to use it for sunburns. And of course, that's totally appropriate, Carolyn, because that is what silver is used for, wound care and burns, right?
Good point. Yes, they kick silver out of the medical pharmacopoeia because they had to make room for all the drugs, but they could not find anything better than silver saturated gauze to apply to burns, you know, these, you know, horrific burn victims that get burned over a certain percentage of their body, they still use silver. And why they don't use it on so many other things is because it's not patented. It won't make drug companies any money. So instead, they give you drugs that, you know, you can be guaranteed every one of them has side effects. So yes, Rachel told us she's down in Florida and she's been out on her boat. What was it? A wave rider, I think she said, Ginny. And 2 days in a row. And she said she sprayed on Pico Silver and a bright red, starting of a burn went away. And that is just awesome. I mean, was somebody telling us about red ants the other day, red ant bites? It could have been Rachel as well. And you just spray anything, you know, seriously, just use our stuff. I don't give that many testimonials, but I had this crazy little thing on my face and, you know, not a wart, not a pimple, you know, what is it? Let me just rip it off my face and it just wouldn't heal. And finally, about, I think it was only 2 days ago, after looking at it for weeks and not being able to get rid of it or cover it up even, I just stuck my finger in my RNA drops, not even the RNA serum, the RNA drops, and just touched it to this area. And it's fainter, much fainter. It's flat. It's healing. It's going away. It's amazing. It's like, I'm going to let this work. And it did. And yeah. Yeah. We have these stories. We do. We have so much. And I'm looking at, I should go through the housekeeping notes, but it brings me up on my file to the words that we often say. The first one is the worst is over. And you can bet that that's true. And the other one I have here is, the scientist rigorously defends his or her right to be ignorant of most everything else except their own specialty. And that's what we're in the midst of now. Nobody is a generalist or in charge of what's going on with our health. And that's where, you know, I'm a generalist. That's just the way my brain is wired. So when I look at people, it's totality, head to foot, inside, outside, and figure out what's the best. Instead of just chopping your body up into parts and sending them off to different specialists. And what I realize is we are built from cells. And if we make our cells healthy, then you know, we are going to be healthy throughout. And the, you know, bringing Pico Silver back, if our bone marrow, which is where the stem cells for all the cells in the body come from, the bone marrow, if we have problems with our bone marrow, Pico Silver is what we use. Now, we don't know when we have problems with our bone marrow, right? So that's why I really do take Pico Silver every day. I used to think it was just for the immune system, which we're not allowed to talk about anymore. But now I say it's for all our cells. Pico Silver is for our cells. Another saying that we have, or I have, is we've educated the common sense out of people. People don't stand up for their own common sense. And you have to have common sense these days, because every bit of news that's coming out, right, left, and center, is likely fake. So when you hear or read something, just think, it's probably fake. Let me look into it. Do not be brainwashed. And Bob's saying is everything has basically disappeared. And that's true. I mean, what you see is not real, and what you don't see is probably real. My most recent, I think, is talking about doctors as being medically illiterate. They really don't know. And I guess that goes along with the specialist quote. And one thing I realized on my walk this morning is that I felt old when I was quite young because of magnesium deficiency. And now I really don't know what feeling old should feel like, because I don't feel anything but, you know, happy, healthy, holy, you know, all those things. So what I want people to consider is that if you have symptoms and start to say to yourself, oh, I guess I'm getting old, just don't believe that. Just totally drop that thought until you get yourself saturated with our minerals and take all our products. You really don't know how good you can feel. And when you listen to the show, I'm sure you hear people call in and give their, you know, their terrible health stories and, you know, negative stories for the most part. That and you often hear me say, okay, that's enough. I don't want you to keep saying those words and giving them life in your head, giving them a home in your head, for Pete's sakes, or, you know, giving them legs and arms and wings to fly on. And people will do that until they start to feel better. It's a way of, I think, reaching out, especially with our customer service. We find our customers calling up and, you know, going on about their negative health. And it's not until they start feeling better that they realize, yeah, they can be, it can be different. So we can say to people, you know, you don't have to repeat your negative story, because we know you can feel better. Everybody can feel better. And, you know, we have the testimonials to prove it, although the FDA won't let us print our testimonials on our website. That would be like we're trying to tell people we can help them, and we're not allowed to do that. You can see our testimonials, say, on Amazon under our product listings. But I'll ask Ginny, are we being told, Ginny, that the FDA is going to stop people from putting up testimonials on Amazon? Do we think that's going to happen?
It will eventually.
Yeah. So you have to get your health resources where you can. And we've got our radio show until they take it down. I've got 22 free ebooks on a site that is not our product site. That site is drcarolindeanlive.com. So go there for the free ebooks. Download all of them, send them out to everybody you know and love, because we are on our own. Housekeeping, we have a subscription service, and that means you you put in a monthly order that automatically comes to you, so you don't have to fear running out. We ask you to refer your practitioner to receive one of our practitioner kits so we can get doctors involved with the products. When you refer a friend to the products and they purchase, you and that friend get a 15% discount, and that usually pays for your shipping. Get your blood testing done with the home blood test kit. It's a research project we're doing. We still have a few free test kits for people. It's a $214 test of what, magnesium, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and TSH for your thyroid. We're still running our magnesium deficiency survey, and it's never wavered in all the over 350,000 surveys that have been filled out. It's never wavered from showing that 70% of people have insomnia, 70% have anxiety, 60% have muscle cramps, 55% have restless legs, 50% have heart palpitations, and about 40% have tension headaches or migraines. So I want people to pay attention to these numbers. If you know someone is telling you, oh yeah, I can't sleep, blah, 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 then you know that 7 times out of 10, it's because they're magnesium deficient, or people with anxiety, same thing. So don't just stand there and you know, kind of commiserate and, you know, with their anxiety or muscle cramps or heart palpitations. Tell them to get RE/MAG and, you know, get going on saturating themselves and improving their health. And, you know, we're not just saying this because we're saying it. We have the research, university research that we're doing to prove what we're talking about. So I think that's it. I sort of dragged out our housekeeping. Ginny, anything to add before I go? Oh, here, I'll do this first. Before the blog, I have a musical testimonial. Julie, our customer service, Julie, sent this in. Mr. So-and-so has been a customer since 2018. He is a minister of music at two churches in Houston, Texas. He is a huge advocate of Dr. Dean's minerals and helps everyone he can. Because of the formulas, he was able to avoid rotator cuff surgery and continue his music ministry. He called this morning into Julie, singing from the rooftops. He has been on blood pressure medications for 38 years, and he's 72 years old. His doctor just recently took him off the medications and told him he did not need them anymore. He wanted me to share this with all of you. So, over to Ginny. Awesome or what?
Awesome. Wait a minute.
Yep. The children thinks it's awesome too. So, anything to add to housekeeping, or what do we have to tell people about this, that, or anything?
Well, I think you said it all. I will say that Maria asked a question that I want to get in since we spent so much time talking about Pico Silver, because she asked if you can take magnesium for shingles, but I know so many people who've used Pico Silver for shingles. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I personally have a spray bottle with RE/MAG and Pico Silver in it, the two of them. Now, I use it first for deodorant under my armpits, and then a little essential oil for a pleasant, slight perfume. And so I have it on hand, and I'll use it for different things when I want RE/MAG and Pico Silver together. What you have to watch out with shingles is if there's any, you know, kind of abrasion of the skin, because the RE/MAG could, burn it a bit. RE/MAG is very concentrated, and it will, quote, just burn a little bit. Whereas Pico Silver, you know, like water, you can spray it on anything. So yeah, you're right, Jenny. I'd start with Pico Silver.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that stuff is absolutely awesome. I agree. And people very unwittingly getting relief from shingles for Pico Silver. So I like that one. I like it when it creeps up and surprises people, like it did with Rachel, our producer. You know, it's like, well, I just think I'll just spray a little of this on, see what happens. And the next thing you know, her shingles were gone. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? The other thing I want to say, Carolyn, is New Earth Television, one of our regular subscribers on YouTube, said, happy belated Mother's Day to you, Dr. Dean.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, maybe I've said before, I have foster children and foster grandchildren who've, you know, just recently graduated from U of T, one of them, and his brother is an actor in training, and they with their friends drove an RV across Canada to celebrate their graduation, just got back safely. So I mean, they're two young people in their very early 20s who just say, what, COVID, quarantine, you know, what's going on? Let's just drive across Canada. Isn't that awesome? I think that was just so incredible. And they had an incredible time. I don't know if they weren't supposed to do that, but all the orders are hanging over everybody's head that they have to be in their home locked down for the rest of their lives. But these kids, no, they're not having it. So yeah, I'm very proud of my extended family, and get beautiful notes from them, just beautiful notes. So very, very happy, very happy.
Oh, very good. Well, we're happy you're here with us. And let me just remind you, this is a call-in talk show. So you will be able to call and speak with Dr. Dean, 646-558-8657. And then the ID number, 8836953587. I know I said that fast, but it's on your video screen. It's on the Dream Vision 7 channel. It's in our emails. It should be easy for you to find. You'll be able to call in and talk to Dr. Dean tonight. So we want to cue you up for that. And of course, we have all kinds of testimonial stories and great stuff to talk about. And we are going to talk about the brain tonight. If you have a question, you can use the chat line at YouTube if you want to shout something in and chitty chat with us that way. Or Dream Vision 7 has their own chat line, which you can use. A lot of our wonderful Canadian friends, Sally and all of our good friends in Canada, Nancy M and Nancy W, always use the chat line there. I've got all channels open, ready to communicate. So Dr. Dean, take it away.
Right. Yes. Good intro to the blog. So the blog is Magnesium and Brain Health. Now, I was thinking about that and thinking how most people probably don't realize how much magnesium can help the brain. I think people figure once you have some sort of brain problem that, you know, it's game over. How can you heal your brain, et cetera, et cetera. But magnesium is there for you. And let me just go through the blog. It's sitting at drcarolindeanlive.com. You can follow along. So one of the top 8 nutrients for protecting aging brains, suggested by the Institute of Food Technologists, and highlighted in its magazine, Food Technology, is magnesium. Unfortunately, most of the U.S. population is magnesium deficient, not even getting their RDA, leaving people at risk for cognitive impairment, even stroke with post-stroke complications, neurotoxin damage from the chemicals in our air, food, water, seizure disorders, Alzheimer's, and even Parkinson's disease. These conditions are the neurological equivalent of heart disease and are preventable. After all, both the heart and the brain are made up of excitable tissues that give off electrical energy, and both must have magnesium to stay healthy and function properly. So it's like the, you know, the electrical conductivity in your body that we measure in the heart and the brain, they can't work properly. They're weak and stumble if you don't have enough minerals, magnesium being the most important mineral for electrical conductivity. Continuing, in fact, magnesium is one of the most widely researched minerals for brain health and has proven remarkably effective in clinical settings. Some of the biological benefits you can expect from magnesium include for Alzheimer's disease, magnesium blocks the neuroinflammation caused by the inappropriate deposition of calcium and other heavy metals in brain cells. Magnesium is at work even before the inflammation appears, guarding cell ion channels and not allowing heavy metals to enter. So it's, we're talking about protection. It's like, do not get sick and then think magnesium is going to cure you overnight. I mean, eventually it's going to help a tremendous amount, but let's get people taking their nutrients to prevent all these things that we know can be not necessarily down the pike as we age, but they're cumulative. These things build up, and that's why the elderly are hit most, because they've been around a long time. So they're imbibing, ingesting, rolling around in all these toxins, and, you know, taking calcium pills for Pete's sakes. Magnesium protects the brain from the toxic effects of chemicals that, such as food additives or, you know, aspartame, for example, the horribly ridiculous synthetic sweetener, NutraSweet. I mean, that is dangerous for the brain. Three, brain dysfunction. Download a free copy of magnesium, a book called Magnesium in the Central Nervous System, written in 2011. It has an extensive overview of the beneficial effects of magnesium on the brain. I mean, this is the type of thing that you print up and you slam down on your doctor's desk and say, you know, I want my so-and-so who's suffering from this and that to have magnesium in the whatever nursing home or retirement home, because even supplements have to be prescribed for these people who are locked away in their little, I don't know, aging boxes. I write about this in Death by Modern Medicine, so it's very, you know, it's very distressing what happens to people in nursing homes and retirement homes, and even more horrifying now that they're not allowed to have visitors. So they've been wasting away without human support for over a year now. Number four, depression. Serotonin, which elevates mood, is dependent on magnesium. A magnesium deficient brain is also more susceptible to allergens and foreign substances, which in some instances can cause symptoms similar to mental illness. Five, magnesium deficiency can produce symptoms of anxiety or depression, including muscle weakness, fatigue, eye twitches, insomnia, anorexia, apathy, apprehension, poor memory, confusion, anger, nervousness, and rapid pulse. That's just the symptoms of magnesium deficiency. And at a certain age, if you are expressing some of these symptoms or conditions, you just get diagnosed with, oh, you're getting older. You know, here's here's some medication to suppress your symptoms. Number six, back to serotonin. This feel-good brain chemical is boosted by some psychiatric medications, with their dangerously harmful side effects. And serotonin depends on magnesium for its production and proper function. Number seven, the body needs magnesium in order to release and bind adequate amounts of serotonin in the brain for balanced mental functioning. And 8, cognitive defects in general and diseases such as dementia are often associated with reduced cerebral blood flow. Magnesium improves the blood flow in the brain and is being used to rehab the brain after stroke. Then there's brain plasticity. And this is a biological process by which specific patterns of brain activity in the synapses result in changes in synaptic strength and is thought to contribute to learning and memory. One study found that synaptic plasticity is a key characteristic of nerve architecture that allows your brain to tolerate stress, recover from trauma, and make changes. Synaptic plasticity is based on having your brain nourished with magnesium in order to properly energize brain cells and prevent them from becoming inflamed, damaged, or functionally impaired. And we all know magnesium is a natural anti-inflammatory. So the health of your nerve cell membranes is vital to their plasticity, in addition to aerobic exercise, which stimulates brain plasticity. The study found, and I don't know if we, I'm, oh yeah, one study found such and such, and then continuing, that same study found that the intake of magnesium above the normal dietary amount has a dramatic effect on improving multiple aspects of memory and learning. These findings apply to both young and old alike. Magnesium was found to directly improve synaptic plasticity, et cetera, et cetera. Various regions of the brain associated with learning and memory experience significant improvements in synaptic function as a result of magnesium dietary supplementation. And of course, the RDA of 300 to 400 milligrams is inadequate. Keep in mind that magnesium is required for 1,000 enzyme functions in the body. And over the years, I've seen significant health improvement in individuals consuming an absorbable form of magnesium, such as REMAG, in the 600 to 900 milligram range. Excuse me. So on the heels of that, I found a study reported, or report, I guess, in Medscape. It says vitamins to prevent cancer and cardiovascular disease. That was semicolon. And then it said, no, no, they don't. And that's from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. And what they say, for most vitamin and mineral supplements, there's not enough evidence to recommend for or against taking them to prevent cancer and cardiovascular disease. And I mean, this is, I mean, it's crazy because they, on one hand, they treat these vitamins and minerals like drugs when they do these studies. On the other hand, they don't even realize that they're necessary for the cells. Ginny, will you come on and comment while I drink some water? I've just got a tickle in my throat.
Yes, and I was just sitting here thinking how absolutely profoundly shocking that is. But I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by anything that pharma companies orchestrate. What did we do on the face of the earth as a civilization, as a species, before people had drugs? Is we just ate good food. And the only reason why we are pro-supplement is because the good food is gone. Otherwise, we'd still be recommending good food. And it's just, it's unreal to think that these arrogant people can come on and say there's no evidence for something like magnesium to prevent disease, when magnesium has prevented disease on the face of the earth for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so unfortunate. But I mean, I'm glad for our radio audience and our consumer audience. And there's lots of people out there that are totally wise to the game, but boy, it's just shocking because it, It really prevents people from getting help.
Yes, yes. And I don't, to me, it sounds like it's planned. They plan, oh, well, let's study vitamins on cancer, and it's surely not going to help. And then we can have a headline that says, well, they don't help. And to add to the negative focus that big pharma has on vitamins and minerals, they don't like to think that they're going to improve your health. And, you know, our musical minister, his very smart doctor, finds that his blood pressure is completely normal and does not need medications. And they don't like that. But he's been taking our products since 2018. He took his drugs, he took his REMAG and his other nutrients. He improved his body, and then the drug is no longer necessary. I mean, what is wrong with that? When I went to med school in the mid-70s, we were told give drugs only as long as they're required to suppress symptoms while the body recovers. Well, we're just recovering our bodies so that we don't need drugs. This whole business of taking drugs preventatively for the rest of your shortened life is only in the past couple of decades. And most of the young doctors, that's their modus operandi. That's what they learned. Oh, yeah, as soon as you have symptoms of one of these chronic diseases, give enough drugs to try to prevent them getting worse, because all they see is these conditions getting worse because they're not doing anything to help. And what agency gave this report? The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. They aren't preventing a darn thing. It's completely unconscionable and horrifying, but we shall persevere. Now, Ginny, I do have blog questions that Melody Rose sent in. Do you want me to do those now, or shall we break and take some phone calls and then come back to the questions?
We can come back to questions because we do have callers waiting, so we can get to it earlier in the show, which is great. And also, let's see on the chitty chat who is here saying hello. I just want to make sure we're not missing anybody. What is going on with my screen? All right. Well, we'll have to do that here in a minute because I can't figure out what's going on with that. All right. Very good. Let's take a couple phone calls, Carolyn. How's that sound?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to go to area code 508-508. If you can unmute your phone, *6, area code 508, we'll bring you on the show. You could talk to Dr. Dean. All right. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment, that would be great.
Yep. I have so many, but I'll just start small. my name is Christy. Dr. Dean, I've been following you, seems like, for a very long time. Love your work. A few questions, like with the magnesium. If your magnesium levels are considered in the correct range, do you still need to continue on with more magnesium?
Yes, Christy, that's one of the problems with diagnosing magnesium deficiency, is that the standard blood test to check for magnesium, it's usually the serum magnesium. It is highly inaccurate. It only measures the 4% of magnesium that's in the blood at all times to protect the heart. So that amount of magnesium is always going to be the same, look the same. If it drops, feedback mechanisms from the muscles and bones, which store magnesium, will release magnesium into the serum and keep magnesium looking normal, according to the doctors. And it's so much that is so correct a statement. That's the way I should say it. That's such a true statement that doctors do not even do a serum magnesium test at all for the electrolyte panel. So nobody's looking at magnesium. Our first study with Purdue University showed that the serum magnesium test was highly inaccurate compared to the ionized magnesium test, which we are trying to promote. And with our studies, offering submissions to the various government agencies to get them to change the level of testing. So this is huge. You cannot assume that these levels are average or accurate or normal or healthy, because 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. So labs compare your value to everybody else who walked into the lab the past year, and if everybody's magnesium deficient, then the values are all going to express that. And doctors, for some reason, they just don't have a clue that that's happening. You know, the range now is, 3.8 to 6. It used to be 4.2 at the bottom, but in the couple of years I've been really following it steadily, the average value has dropped. How is that possible that then is a normal range? So,
not good.
Answer, no. Go ahead.
Okay. And that if you do have like low blood pressure, because I read, to be careful with the dosing, is that correct?
In a sense, it's correct, because I think what they found a lot of negative information about magnesium from hospital kind of clinical research, where they give people these high doses of intravenous magnesium and, whoopsie-daisy, the blood pressure falls down. But what we know about low blood pressure is that it's related to magnesium deficiency. And what we do anyway is tell people with our REMAG to go low and slow. There's a type of low blood pressure tachycardia. It's called POTS, P-O-T-S. I'm just using this as an example, not saying that this is what you have, Christy, but in this postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, it's defined as excessive heart rate and leading to low blood pressure. So magnesium deficiency itself can cause an underactive autoimmune nervous system, leading to low blood pressure and poor circulatory system performance. So some people think magnesium will lower their blood pressure further, but slowly increasing magnesium will actually treat the underlying autonomic nervous system problem and improve the blood pressure. So low and slow, and everybody needs magnesium. And unfortunately, the low blood pressure, kidney disease, they're all used to scare people away from taking magnesium. Next question.
Right. Yep. For me?
Yeah, go ahead. I know. Oh, yeah. It's like, move along, Christy. Bring someone else in. No, you're asking the questions. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, believe me, stop me when you're ready there. But I had tried it, a few times, just wasn't quite sure if I felt right on it. And then my daughter had a doctor recommended my magnesium, was it glycinate?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had tried some of that, but it was a liquid form, and I felt like my lips had gotten numb. It was just an interesting reaction. So I'm not sure if it was actually the magnesium in the formula. Mm-hmm. It was like pure insulation, so I know it was a good formula, but it was just an odd. And it may have just been a fluke, but yeah.
Well, I don't know the form you took. What you could do is get our REMAG and put it in a spray bottle and spray parts of your body with it. We do have a REMAG lotion, but it's on back order. But you can just put it transdermally or, pour out a half a teaspoon, put in your palm, and then, wipe that on your arms or legs. And that will slowly get into your body and be absorbed. And and it certainly it won't affect your lips, but play with it that way, because if you read anything that I've written about magnesium, you know how important it is. You just want to take, you know, a form that's absorbed, doesn't have any side effects, doesn't have any additives. The Remag in our bottle is just an ionized magnesium chloride with, it doesn't even have preservative because magnesium is self-preserving.
Okay. That's good. And I do have one more question, if that's okay.
Of course.
But it's on your other product, the Flora Revive. Is that all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Just, you know, because there's question of SIBO, questions SIFO. I'm not sure if I have a fungal infection as well. So with Flora Revive, and then I've also heard doctors talking about digestive enzymes, but I don't think you have that type of product in your offerings, right? And would Flora Revive just kind of cover all of that?
Well, with SIBO, you know, people have been given the impression SIBO is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And for some reason, yeast just got ignored with gut problems. I don't know why, because yeast is the basis for SIBO. You can't get bacterial imbalance without there being a yeast problem. So the way I work it out is you do your the Flora Revive, which does has the Saccharomyces boulardii, which is itself a natural yeast, which will help balance out the sort of the yeast side of the intestinal flora. It does bump out infectious organisms. They have studies using it for infectious diarrhea in children, for Pete's sake. So it's remarkably safe. And then the probiotics in the Flora Revive will, you know, help support the good bacteria and get the balance back. So I mean, that's the approach. And in terms of digestive enzymes, you know, I have never been able to find one that worked. And so, you know, what I've done, you know, in my Future Health Now encyclopedia and anything I talk about, anywhere I talk about digestive health, I tell people to choose the right diet, chew well, don't drink liquids with your meal, and with something like the Flora Revive, you can help balance the intestinal environment from the stomach down, and that seems to help. Actually, I'd like some input here, Ginny, or people on the various chats. Have you felt the need for a digestive enzyme on top of our formulas? And if so, what has helped? I mean, I've also said to people to take a couple of teaspoons of apple cider vinegar in water before a meal. There are various gentle things that we can do. So, Ginny, what's your input on that?
I learned from Dr. Dean to use pineapple. So that's one of your favorite digestive aids. So I think that for me personally, if I get a little goofy in my stomach, I just get a couple pieces of pineapple. Mm-hmm. They have the little pineapple cups at the store now in the deli section, and that kind of seems to suit me well. Mm-hmm. I know one of them.
And let me just interject for Christine and the audience, as you all probably know, papaya and pineapple have natural enzymes. You know, that's where if you really gorge on pineapples, your lips will burn from that, because that's enzymes working on kind of digesting your saliva. So Ginny goes right to a raw food enzyme to help digestion. Very good. Okay, right. What else?
Very good. Let's see what we're saying. Digestive enzymes from Designs for Health, Charisse says, but she says she's also had her gallbladder removed. So that's one thing. And then another one is, somebody said, personally, I haven't had major digestive issues. Apple cider vinegar is something I've heard of. Gizme, I don't know. They'd have to retype that, Frequency Matters, and see. HCL, I know another one, Carolyn, you've said before, is licorice, DGL licorice.
Yes, that's for heartburn and reflux.
Yeah, that's not a digestive enzyme, though.
Let me just say, though, people will think they need digestive enzymes if they do have heartburn and reflux.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'll share the rest of the comments as they come through.
Right. Yeah, Christy, it's an interesting point. And yes, you're right. I don't have a digestive enzyme product, but it's because I've never found one that I think works. I think, you know, my way around digestive problems is I try not to eat too much. You know, I try to chew my food well and not drink liquids with the meals. I think a lot of us can overeat. But anyway, that's enough of that. Any more, any comments on that and any more questions?
The one other comment was GI zyme from Manatech. And another one says pickle juice.
Right. Yeah, that's like, you know, that pickle juice may be a vinegar itself. And with the raw, you know, kind of fermented pickles, that can be providing probiotics. But, you know, there's definitely something to what Ginny said about the pineapple. And as I said, the papaya. Taking a food that has its own digestive enzymes. I know that's how I survived a cruise. I did a conference on a cruise once and just outrageous amounts of food. And I just ate whatever I wanted. And instead of desserts, I ate papayas and pineapples. And it was awesome. Christy, any comments on all those words and more questions?
No, that's, I appreciate that. I've just found that, I have tried a chewable digestive enzyme, but I think it had some stevia. I think the sugar has bothered me, so I'm not sure, if it's a true candida, you know, would the pineapple and papaya still be recommended because of the sweetness? I'm not sure.
Well, there are, I'm sure there are papaya enzyme tablets that you can get, so... That's a possibility. And, you know, if you're bringing up yeast overgrowth yourself, then, you know, that would be the place to focus on. You've already brought up Flora Revive, but, you know, when a person has yeast overgrowth, they can be bubbling in the stomach and make you think you need digestive enzymes. So it may be that getting the yeast under control is the best thing. You know, and it can take care of the SIBO as far as I've seen.
Okay. And any long-term, like with the Flora Revive and the, you know, Saccharomyces boulardii, is it okay to take long-term, I guess, or?
It is. I addressed that when I started working with the Flora Revive by saying, yes, this is a mild antifungal. If you continue to eat sugars and fruits, then it may be necessary to keep doing the Flora Revive to help keep the yeast under control because you're feeding it. Because, you know, I spent many years telling people, you know, no sugar and you really be careful with your fruit. And it just, especially when I moved to Maui, I couldn't follow that advice myself, you know, because there's so much good fruit here. So I made the Flora Revive with an antifungal, but then I made Flora Revive Light without the antifungal. And when, you know, after maybe 6 months of taking Flora Revive, I suggest to people, well, then try take one Flora Revive instead of two and one Flora Revive late and see how you feel. And personally, I go back and forth. You know, some weeks I'll do two Flora Revives. Some weeks I'll do one Flora Revive and one late. And so it becomes, you know, your own experiment and adventure. But I've tried to address the situation about taking a antifungal every day.
Okay, well, thank you. And I, you know, to steer it back to, because I know you're talking about magnesium in the brain tonight. So thank you for letting me get you off track a little bit.
No problem. Yeah.
Yep.
No, they are good questions. Nope. Sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, Christy. Thank you. Yeah, good questions. Go ahead, Ginny.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Bye, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Great questions. Thank you very much. We've still got other callers holding. We'll take you over the top of the next hour because we've got to take a little break here. Somebody said sauerkraut, Carolyn.
Of course, yeah. And there is a, you know, a raw food with its own enzymes and it's fermented, so it has probiotics. So there's something about taking fermented foods that, you know, with our probiotic and Flora Revive, that's going to be helpful to your digestion as well. Yeah, people have to, you know, work with these foods and see what helps, but having a raw food is going to be important. And since we're coming to the top of the hour, we shouldn't start a call. Let me do a quick blog question, Jenny.
Yes, please.
Question one. I read that magnesium L-threonate was the only magnesium that crossed the blood-brain barrier. Do you suggest using this magnesium supplement to improve blood health? So I've talked about this many times, actually. This is a type of magnesium that was studied. It was originally a rat study, and they showed a 7% increase in magnesium in the cerebral spinal fluid with threonate compared to citrate. So whoever did the marketing on this, they knew their job, and they let everybody in the world think that magnesium threonate was the only magnesium that gets through the blood-brain barrier, which is untrue, because even magnesium oxide at 4% absorption has positive brain effects. And certainly our REMAG, which is fully absorbed, will have very beneficial brain effects. So the answer is no. Threonate is not the only magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. Ginny, we'll have to do a brain study with REMAG.
I agree. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Top of the hour.
Okay, very good. We'll be right back, everybody. Yay!
Hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. Also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD/ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.